It's poetry slam night, morning. It's 1 a.m. So I've been trying to write poetry for a long time. I've been trying to create art for a long time. And I have become this perfectionist. I've always been one. It's not that I became one, but I do feel like at one point my art did flow a little more freely from my soul, from my body, from my mind. And I have become stuck. I have felt frozen in fear of showing any of my art because I don't feel like it's ever good enough. Like, I want my art to make you feel the way it's supposed to when you look at it in a museum, right? Like, I want everything that I create to be poetic, and it never feels like it flows the way I want it to. It never seems like it's gonna make you feel the love or the pain that I'm feeling. And I've started to realize that, you know, art is not for other people, it's for yourself. You don't create for others, you create for yourself. And if others get something out of it, that's great, but the whole point is to do it for yourself. And I think a lot of my life has not been about me. I think it's about making sure that others are happy. And I have stepped into like this new version of myself where my needs matter and what I want matters. And I have tuned that into my relationships and to my work, where I have been like, you know what, this doesn't align with me and I'm not gonna take this anymore. I don't want this. And I've begun to realize that those aren't the only things that this problem lies in. It's also like within my creations, within my artistic self. I am still trying to please others by creating this perfect thing that just doesn't exist. I am still trying to make something for other people when I should be making it for myself. So I am just proud of myself for writing this, and I don't feel like it's perfect. I feel like I could have worded things differently. I'm not sure if, you know, it gets my point across, but I think that it helped me release things that I was feeling, and it made me feel good writing it, and that was the whole point. I was trying to come up with a title for my poem, and I just got this message that said, "Wish I made it safe to you." And I kind of think that's a perfect fit, because the poem is about me trying to navigate making it to this version of myself that I want to be, right? I have envisioned this perfect ideal self that I've been trying to chase, that I've been trying to run, and I'm exhausting myself trying to get to her, that I have failed to realize the amazing woman that I have become. And it's so funny that I'm this person now that I used to want to be. And you know, I have failed to see the beauty in all that I am. And while it's exciting, and I can't wait to be that person that I'm working towards, the person that I am now is just as great. So without further ado, I wish I made it safe to you. There once was a girl who was scared to be alone, so she moved far away from everything she had known. She left behind everyone, and little did it matter, no one came looking for her either. She wanted to move to somewhere like Montana, where the mountains would make her feel like existing was the only thing, the only reason we were ever really here. Or maybe the ocean, where the waves would speak to her in tongue, saying how much she would love floating out deep into the depths until there was nothing left. but she was still scared, only ready for a small leap, and ended up in the hill country where no one ever missed a beat. She wanted to be somewhere no one ever knew her name, except for the yellow moon that would always look at her the same. She told herself she would only be here a year and then move on to something bigger after she had conquered some of her fears. But the hours went by, so did the months, and then came a year and she found herself stuck, still afraid and no longer the person that she originally was when she drove out here. This new girl, though, she had become so good at being alone that every lover she ever attracted could never stay long. They weren't ever ready to embrace the intensity of her being, and deep down she felt like it was her fault for also not accepting all that she was and all that she could be. This new girl smiled when the wind blew, able to sense a shift in everything she knew to be true. She knew she was on the right path every time she heard wind chimes, and the judgments of others were only things she made up in her mind. Her intuition seemed to grow stronger, and so did her vision. When you begin to see more for yourself, it seemed like your faith tended to waver. She began to doubt how all of these things would come into fruition, which only seemed to pause the manifestation of all she envisioned. This frustrated her so, and still she can't make a decision, and the man that she loves is on the same vibration. He also speaks to the moon and feels most alive underneath the sunlight, but gets scared of being alone, so he runs from everyone that tries to get close. You see, when you find someone you don't want to lose, it feels almost easier to avoid the chance of ever losing them at all by never having them in the first place. So they both stay alone, even though they want to choose each other, and it all seems so pointless in this loud, loud city. She just wants to run to a place where her name doesn't matter and drown in the depths of her soul's loud, loud chatter. She wants to be poetic like those other artists she sees, but she feels like she lacks the adequacy to be anything other than ordinary. She is never inspired by others' creations, only ashamed that she doesn't have anything of her own to show. She thinks she isn't enough, but little does she know that the person she has become is as fearless as they go. She sets boundaries with everyone, even herself, where she used to allow previous neglect. She speaks up for her worth and demands to be heard. She uses her voice no longer as a weapon, but as a tool to help others. She encourages growth by being vulnerable, and it's not that she doesn't care what others think. She knows it doesn't matter because the voice in her own head goes on for hours. I used to say things like you don't deserve to be loved, and sometimes it still does. But now she knows better and understands it's just trying to say, please prove me wrong. Show me what it's like to feel okay after all we have been through, after all of the times that we have fallen. She tunes into herself and knows the signs that it's time to move on and leave old habits behind. She is conscious of her thoughts and turns them into actions. Maybe not right away, but she knows it needs to happen. Everything changes, and one day we won't be here. One day we'll be afraid, and the next we'll be afraid of something entirely different. No matter where you go, you will always be with yourself, and if you don't like your own company, it will certainly feel like hell. People will try to love you, and I'm here to tell you that you should let them. And that choice you're scared to make won't be any less scary the day you decide to make it, but it will no longer be a what if, always taking up space in your head. She wanted to be the kind of person that inspired others to not be afraid, but she moved to the hill country and realized fear is actually, maybe possibly, I think, maybe it's a good thing. Yeah, that was it. That was the poem. I think there's a few things now that I read it out loud that I would change, but at the same time, I don't want to change anything. I think it got the point across, and I hope maybe you got something out of it, and I hope you understood what I was trying to say. And if you don't, that's okay. I knew what I was trying to say, and it felt good to get all of that out. I've just felt like I lost myself moving out to Austin, and I don't think that's a bad thing, because I didn't really like who I was to begin with. So I'm glad that I lost her. I'm glad I'm not that person, and I'm glad that I'm this completely new version. And I think it's beautiful how I notice these little things about myself. I wrote that part about every time I hear wind chimes, I feel like I'm on the right path. It's just like one night I heard like my neighbor's wind chimes, and I just felt like, you know, I just had this strong feeling that suddenly like everything was going to be all right. And now every time I hear a wind chime, I get that same feeling. And I think that is something so intricate about myself, something such a fine detail that I think makes me, and I love that. And I love that there's so many little things like that about myself that, you know, I'm learning, and that someday someone that loves me will learn about me. And I think that too is beautiful. And I just think it's beautiful that I am finding myself beautiful. I know I'm like repeating the same things, but I think it's magical to be able to look at myself and be inspired by my own actions, by my own words, by my own creation. And I think I'm starting to realize that that's what it's all about, is that you have to inspire yourself. And that, yeah, you can be inspired by others, but the only way you're ever really going to take action is if you encourage yourself, and if you show yourself that, like, hey, like, you can do this. And it does get easier each day, but it also gets harder, because the more you do, the more you uncover, and the more you find you have to release. But the more you release, the easier it gets. And yeah. It's really late and I'm really tired, and I don't have much more to say. I just appreciate you tuning in. And yeah. Catch you next time on an impulse. I was stuttering like a bitch, I felt like, so I hope y'all didn't notice that. Okay, bye.